Blog Talk Radio. Beat Suit Radio.
Raider Nation. This is your president speaking. And I approve this message.
Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby. Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby. Win, baby.
Don't need no invitation. No. We are that Raider Nation. We rock that black and silver. We make them shake and shiver. We make them reconsider. And we still committed. So if you want a piece of this, you can come and get it.
Touchdown. Let's throw a bomb on first down. Let's throw a bomb on every down. First you score, then we clown. Having fun, look around. Nobody loud as a Raider crowd. Nobody proud as a Raider crowd. NFL, how you like me now? We gon' do this open style. None but action. I'm Bo Jackson. Hit the hole. Run you over. Goal line. Jumping over. Going crazy. Lose your soul. Lose your mind. In the black hole. Here's the goal. Super Bowl. And everybody here, get to go.
Don't need no invitation. No. We are that Raider Nation. Yeah. We rock that black and silver. We make them shake and shiver. We make them reconsider. And we still committed. So if you want a piece of this, you can come and get it.
Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby.
Win, baby.
We are the Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby.
John Madden, Greg Popper, and Darren McFadden. He's a pirate, Ken Stabler, always will be an Oakland Raider. Art Shell, Gene Upshaw, Jack Tatum, a true outlaw. That is Fred Biletnikoff, Lester Hayes picking it off. The Brown Brothers, Willie and Tim, Plunkett, Otto, y'all know Jim. Y'all know Lyle, y'all know Ted, Atkinson's put you to bed. Dave Casper, Cliff Branch, Tom Flores if you think you can. George Brander, Howie Long, Marcus Allen, come back home.
Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby.
We are the
Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby.
Don't need no invitation.
No.
We are that Raider Nation.
Yeah.
We rock that black and silver.
Rock,
we
rock.
Make them shake and shiver. We make them reconsider. And we still committed. So if you want a piece of this, you can come and get it.
I'm the president of the Raider Nation. Please use this as motivation.
If you want a piece of this, come and get it.
I'm the president of the Raider Nation. Please use this as motivation.
If you want a piece of this, you can come and get it.
I'm the president of the Raider Nation. Please use this as motivation.
Staring at the hoop blow. See, we in the six, same color nouveau. Shorty got the stick, Honda, two door. Talking like she white, how she can do more. I just wanna be mommy, uno. Come live at the beach with Papi, Chula. We ball harder, we stay rock. We ice skate like we play hockey. Everything great, attitude cocky. It's all laid out, hollow, rock. In and out of state, move like a trucker. Ask about him, he a wild motherfucker. New York snowman, he's so frosty. That's your bro, get it up off. We at the ball, this is sauce. Team full of killers, don't ever cross me. Niggas wanna toss me off and soft. Cause I'm in the fins of 6 foot of carbon.
Let's go. I set it off, I don't gotta let it off. If something on my chest, I'ma get it off. Hoes wearing clothes, go and get them off. Bring your girlfriends, we gon' hit them all. Black on black thing, German engineering.
Let me help you visualize the words you're hearing.
I'm a fly nigga, airborne. Puff, you can hear, but don't hear wrong. You can't steer wrong, put a right path. Adding the bits is what I call a right math. Audi or the Lincoln, or the D-Class. Or the manual, I pull up in that 3-fast. All me cash, I can spin it quick. No, my, yeah, I can spin it quick. She can spin it quick, what's the benefit? It's the Tony Sands, and it's been a hit.
Y'all want this party started?
Let's go!
Right.
Let's go!
On the left,
right.
money and back a bitch's cars grabbing bra. Pull over right here by this mall. I fuck you right here on this bar. She laughs like I'm playing. I took her to the room while I was staying. Told her I could tell you got a little man. But if you ain't got no plans, I just wanna fuck you out your pants. Play something so I could watch you dance. She felt me by the hand. I could really tell she was a fan. Cause she kept telling me, Dom, do it again. Again. I didn't even have to sneak it in. She told me next time we'll meet up with a friend. I said, who and when? Grabbed my iPhone and got my brim. The words sort of sounded like him. I was like him. I already heard she one of them. And it's nothing like getting new girls. Well, that's unless you hitting two girls.
Right, so long, perhaps one day I might win awards. I'm pinning for that type of shit. That's what the fuck we in it for. More than what you bargained for. And then some more. My worthy cause. Never watched the episode of Jersey Shore. Furthermore, I'll be with the hits on some Dodger shit. Taking off a polo sweater like Mr. Rogers did. And I ain't even into the flaws. I'd rather be a boss. Keep my feet up on the desk. Lighting up cigars. Look, I'm trying to get my golf game under par. Smother bars over and over, y'all. Like Shalimar. Get my 80s off. Like pay the full dime. Tell them they ain't wear that shit until we made it cool. He run a new school, so I copped him a bottle. Always in the streets hustling, fucking with models. Gone in the wind like I'm in Chicago. Nigga, Elvis, Toronto, LA, wherever I go.
Every day a different girl, they say my wheels fly. I'm on the Cali, so I stay high. It ain't no limit to the sky. I'm the truth, there's no lie. I'm drinking on a cup of lean. I don't count it, I use a money machine. My team will squash the issue, so when we walk in, you know it is official, that good.
Name me Marvelous, hood wonderful, bring what most artists get, nigga, and I'll double you. This ain't no gang sign, homie, it's a W and reps where I lay my head at. Want no trouble, crime polished by pretty pristine, from Panama, 24, but looks 19, with no panties on. Cowards not allowed on my team, it's like nothing's wrong, in and out of every boutique, all credit cards, bartender, I don't drink. Gon' serve them up, bottles for all of the girls that's gon' swerve with us. Titties out, top floor suites, but still not sure if they saw me on TV, but left twice or I'm about my next CD, my next world tour to purchase an impeccable V with Lambo doors. I am not Rambo, nigga, but still a soldier, a fortune on the balcony burning at the Biltmore.
Every day a different girl, they say my love's right. I'm on the Cali, so I stay high. It ain't no limit to the sky. I'm the truth, there's no lie. I'm drinking on a cup of lean. My team will squat the issue, so when we walk in, you know that it's official. That good, hey, smoke on, smoke on, smoke on.
Set It Off featuring my man Mo Money, Tony Stans, Buck Smooth. Video coming soon. What's good, y'all? Beef Stew Radio, welcome. Happy New Year's 2013. Like today's show is about the fiscal cliff. We waiting to find out what the Republicans going to do. We're about an hour away. I tell y'all that. We're about an hour away of finding out what the Republicans is going to do for the fiscal cliff. So, you know, tonight we basically gonna play some music and all that. So I asked a lot of y'all yesterday to hit the blog and let me know www.beefstewradio.com and let me know what was good, what was your New Year's resolution. Now I want y'all to tell me what you did last night. I got a lot of calls from homeboys telling me they was crazy drunk last night. They was drinking mad liquors. They was wild and they bugged out. And they heard some crazy stories. So I want everybody out there today to tell me your crazy story. Did you just have a good time? Was you with your family? Did you bring it up with your family? Or did you go out and just get twisted and the night was crazy? And the first day of 2013 was something to remember. Know what I mean? No doubt. Remember that. Make sure y'all be on the lookout for East Side Story. I can't tell y'all enough. It's coming soon. Videos are dropping right now. Out right now. Love on the Block, Feed by Mo Money. Also, Something for Nothing, Something Out of Nothing. Excuse me, Something Out of Nothing. Team 1, 10th Street Godzillas. Also featuring Mo Money, El Casino. Living, you know, Like It's My Last. That's another hot video we got on YouTube. Make sure y'all go check them out. Like It's My Last featuring Mo Money, El Casino. Love for the Block featuring Mo Money. And definitely Something Out of Nothing, 110th Street Gorillas. All off the East Side Story mixtape. You know what I mean? It's coming out fat. And the single you just heard, Set It Off, that's just another video coming soon. 7 videos will be dropped before the movie drops, so be looking on that. Get the mixtape, 21 songs on the mixtape, fire. 7 videos drop. We coming at you hard. That's what it is. Big shots out to my man Dominique Natty, my homie, big homie, out there at Natty Celebs, you know what I'm saying? They do their thing real big over there. Big shouts out to them. Shout out to all my Harlemites doing it real big. Big shout out to all the Harlem brothers that's been in the last couple of videos for me and supporting the movie, man. Got a lot of love from the East Side, man. Love y'all, man. Can't call out. Got something, man. I got a letter to read, man. This was a letter that was like, you know, saying, oh, my husband treated me badly and I started seeing another man, but I'm the side piece. Hi. This is the person that wrote this letter. I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read y'all the letter. Dear blah, blah, blah. He was a liar from the first day I met him. After we married, he would be deceptive about small things. Who he was on the phone with other women, videotaping girls' asses at the store, befriended and talking to people that liked him on Facebook, his whereabouts, and etc. He hung out at the club on most weekends. My friends and family said, don't nag, let him have fun. So I did. I was very, very heavy then, and when we were out, he was disrespectful, short with me, you know, booty watching, and when we got into arguments, he would say that nobody would want me. I would get mad, argue, not speak to him for a few days, and we would get past it until he had an affair and I caught something. My reaction was no reaction. I was numb, completely devastated for months. Later found out I was pregnant. Fast forward several years, and I'm 125 pounds smaller, and we now have 2 kids, and I'm done. I'm tired of being ignored, disrespected, mistreated, unappreciated, lied to, and etc. Problem, I'm done, and I want out, but now he wants our marriage to work. Now I'm the most important person in his life. She yawns. He begs me to stay for our family. We haven't had sex in a month. We sleep in separate bedrooms, and I could care less. Problem, I felt so alone, so sad. My life, myself, then about 2 years ago, I met a man, and I'm in love with him and care about him a great deal. We have a friendship and a sex relationship. He has a girlfriend and says that he is only with her for loyalty reasons. Terrence, I already know how this cold word works. He's never leaving her, ever, but mentally and emotionally, physically, we're connected. Some days things get so low, he's my only reason to smile. And I'm very depressed. I tried counseling, but do not know what to do. I want to walk away. He says he cares for me deeply, but is not in love with me. This is not how I was raised, and I know it is not the right. But then what? It's hard to know you are somebody else's side piece, and this is all you ever be. I know I deserve better. Please help. How do I walk away? For those that will reply, be kind and know that I'm a good person who's tried, who has tried to find light in a very sad situation. It's crazy. That's a big thing. Well, you know, basically what I want you people to do is I want your opinion on what happened. I want y'all to say what y'all feel and what y'all thinking, you know, because this is something that, you know, maybe a lot of women out there feel. Because, yeah, you know, in her case, things wasn't good at home. She went outside, and she's still not happy outside of home, you know, because what she wants is not hers. And her man, now he's trying to work it out with her. And, well, you know, I understand she caught something from him, so that's a big deal. That's hard, you know. He kind of really messed up with that one, in my opinion. But if beyond that, if he didn't do that and he didn't get, you know, getting caught cheating, and if he didn't give her something, a venereal disease or whatever, I would think, you know, they might have had a chance to work it back. She might have had a chance to get back on track with her family. Because, you know, things that last forever, you know, if you've been in a relationship for 40, 50 years, there's going to be trials and tribulations. There's going to be things. There's nothing that says people be together 50, 60 years. And, you know, you see couples that have been together 50, 60 years strong, and they're happy, but you don't know what they've been through to make them that strong. So, you know, I would look at it, man. Well, like I said, beyond if there wasn't a disease given, I would think that he would basically, you know, she should give her family a chance, at least one more chance. At least she owed one more chance to her family. But the disease thing makes it a little harder. And so right now she needs to be about herself, you know, not even be nobody's side pick or you know, go back to the guy that was treating her bad. I think personally you guys can hit the blog, www.beastradio.com, and say some different stuff if you think. But me personally, I think she should be about herself now and find herself, because it seems like a lot of, when you read, you know, she's been put down a lot by this guy, and her self-esteem is, you know, back and forth, you know. So she needs to get her self-esteem steady, and I think she needs to be by herself for a while and just be, you know, I'm not going to say don't see nobody or don't date, but don't look for love and to be married and then be by yourself and don't listen to your friends and family. But, like I said, once again, this is DJ Big Stu, and y'all could hit me up. Y'all could let me know what y'all feel about that. Come back and tell me what's going on with that, you know. That's how we do it. That's what we do. That's what we do. When we do. You know, sometimes we'll be like, yo, why you be singing? I'll be like, I don't know why. You know, I don't know why I be singing, man. But the one thing I want you to know, if you ever got something to tell DJ Big Stu, come see about the kid. Let me know, because I'm here. You heard me?
Come and see about it. When you at, I'm back. When you at, I'm back. cylinder flow. Keep it Ellie with my silly little green. Paper man, white man, Fendi flow. 20 on my feet though. Okay, they 25 LV, they just, but I wipe them clean, bro.
If you don't like it when them boys get to stand top down, all they do is push a button, come and see about us. Or if you mad about the money, the bras, you should know that we don't really care at all.
Come and see about
where you at,
east to the west, piece of the best, sick of this shit. Added DMX to add grit in
strength. God over his mercy. Watch the dead of his word. Hear much of my journal. Me all a walk like a champion, walk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, tell me where you get it from. Not find your entrance, pam, 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 pam. Girl, let me in, me have the thing where you are waiting for. Walk like a champion, walk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, how where you get it from. Not find your entrance, pam, 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 pam. Girl, let me in, why? Most of me would be more than just to take your hand and lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot diving, all you got to do is me choose, so let's carry. Burn, satisfy your emotion. At a body press, instantly she bust. She no old and tough, and she no got time no rust. Skin smooth and precious, like she never get a cut. Pants on her expand, I've got to all and pull up. Giddy up, me I forget to eat a mouse. Think I walk like a champion, walk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. I find your entrance, pam 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 pam. Can't let me in, me everything. But look, man, I tell you, no look for them way. You no good enough against them. No matter what a girl say, put on your clothes inside a display. Man, I swear and I see about night and day. Could you be my only and the woman lay lay? With a dad just smile on her face and say, she want a man to do the work, not want to play. A marathon man, she say she want to stay. And would you all walk like a champion, act like a champion? What a piece of money, girl, tell me where you get it from. Not by your entrance, rum pa pa pam pam. Girl, let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. That's a piece of body, girl. How are you getting from? Not by your entrance. Pam, 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 pam. Can't let me in. Why? I sing. Woman, I want to settle down. Really start a plan to all you look. I come to one conclusion. Wow. You supposed to know the work. Supposed to pull a action. Music, I'm playing your way. Sorry, spain. Non-stop sticking just like a time bomb. Are you every man was slam? Put your bat and I'll act like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Not by your entrance. Pam, 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 pam. Can't let me in. Me got the thing where you are weak, man. Walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. How are you get it from? Not by your entrance. Pam, 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 pam. Can't let me in. Cry. I'm both you will be more than just to take your hand and lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot diving. All you got to do is me choose. So let's go respond. Satisfying your emotion. I top of the first instant. She no old and tough, and she no got time no rust. Since you don't precious life, she never get a cut. One son's a expert, I got to all and pull up. See it up, me up, me get you in the mouth. But you all walk like a champion, act like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Not find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Girl, let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion, act like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, how will you get it from. Not find your entrance, ram pa pa pam. Can't let me in. Why? Enough man a call you. No look for them where you look. Hold your nuff against. No matter what a girl say, put on your clothes inside a display. Man I see her and I see about night and day. Could I be only any woman lane? With a girl just smile on her face and say, hey, hey. What a man fi walk it not fi play. What a marathon man who can say. Me all walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Not find your entrance, pam 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 pam. Can't let me in, me have the thing where you are weird man. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. A piece of body, the woman, where you get it from. Not find your entrance, pam 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 pam. Can't let me in, why? I sing, woman want to settle down and really start a plan. To all you lose, I come to one conclusion, supposed to know.
Thank you. finna get on the floor. Finna get on the floor. She wanna drop it, give me something. Drop it, give me something. Drop it, give me something. But she know when I get inside, I'm up for a wild bang. She see me with collie paws, she see me with 3 feet. She know when it come to mind, she know it ain't 3 feet. She bustin' it wide open and shaking it on the floor. She said if I get a sister, we gon' leave and hit the mo. I told her, girl, here you go. I teased her on the low, now she freaking me on the floor. She begging me for some more. I hit it and hit the dough. I hit her just like the truth. I say, you're 50-150, we in the dough.
She bustin' it wide open and shaking it on the floor. I'm finna go to the bar and get some drink and hit the floor. Up in the get on the float, up in the get on the float.
They got the streets on lock.
The streets on lock.
It's the Block Club DJs. DJ.
Beat his radio.
I live my life like a superstar. Everywhere I go, all I know is go hard. Never go home cause I'm supercharged. To the max, having fun playing my part.
I can see the future, baby.
I can
see the future, baby. Can't you see the future, baby? One night, one night.
Look, I don't know your past, I see your future, I don't see your man. I don't even see a lamp, just one nightstand. Let's get away, I can take you higher than a kite can. The different heights that lead you right and then your flight land. Yes, mommy, you're blessing, you got a beautiful land to strip. I love your smile, can't deny it, girl, I'm a bender, bit the candles lit. No one died, but I'm a killer nookie. Ready to see the clouds, all you gotta do is book me. But after this trip, I need the jet. I'm a 757, I ain't seen the world yet. I stay with my passport, cause I can't go in a raw. If you don't see what I'm saying, take a peek at the crystal ball.
I saw her coming, she's a one-night stand. Since she had me, yeah.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at Jesus.
Ty, what that shit do, fool? T Lanes, what up? True story. But it feels like it hasn't been. If you love her how you love her, just imagine it. Have you ever had a woman that you fiend for? The definition of a lady that you kill for. Took her out the hood, but she rings like a southern bell. Went to school in the 8th, so it shows well. Me and her had a class back in high school. Went to prom with a friend, cause I had to. Growing up fine, used to tell her I was best dressed. Competition with her ex, cause he wasn't fresh. Used to tell her when I grow up, I'ma marry you. And if you ever get hurt, I'ma carry you. And if you ever want a man, I'ma cherish you. Capos for the weekend, I'm telling you. She used to say when we sex, it be special, huh? Swear to God, she the only girl I ever loved.
You make me
Money with me with that hot single we got out, Buck Smooth. Woo! We on fire. Yes, sir, Bob. Shout out to all my friends. All my friends. Right? All my friends all around the world. Happy New Year. Shout out to all my friends on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on everything that's connected. Shout out to everybody doing something. Just shout out. New Year's Day, we hung over. That's what we just want y'all to know. We hung over here at Beach Through Radio. We was partying last night. We was getting it in, getting it down. Family was here. We was just getting drunk. We've been getting drunk all for like the whole New Year's week. Word. You know what I'm saying? For real. So, I'm going to tell y'all some crazy stuff, though. You know, while we out here celebrating and having fun elsewhere in the world, 7 people died competing for traffic cop jobs in sweltering South Africa heat. 1 man slits his throat because he couldn't qualify. This is real stuff, y'all. The recession is real, and not just in the U.S. In fact, unemployment is so high in South Africa, more than half a dozen young men died trying to qualify for traffic cop jobs. Another 230 collapsed, but a whopping 15,500 people took part in the test competition for a mere 90 jobs. The massive crowd of job seekers took part in a deadly fitness test, which was held in a football stadium. This is what Bossip, you know, this is according to, you know, my local, you know, I told you I'll be staying up with the Bossip people. My local football station, which was held at a football station. After they each received text messages informing them that they had been shortlisted for the previous traffic police jobs. They were told that they needed to compete a 2.4-mile jog within 30 minutes to meet the force minimum fitness level requirements. Now, this is a traffic cop. This doesn't make no sense, because unless he's going to chase the car, I don't understand why they have to be like that. I don't understand that. Traffic cop, no, let me make sure I understand. This is a traffic cop in Africa. Traffic in Africa must be crazy. Anyway, but by the time they started running, late last Thursday afternoon, temperatures inside Petermann Richburg's Harry Gala Football Stadium have reached over 91.5 degrees in Fahrenheit. Many of the desperate job seekers have neither eaten nor drunk anything all day. They all had very limited access to drinking water. A total of 230 people collapsed from the heat exhaustion and dehydration during the run. Of the 230 of them, 6 of them had died. The 7th man committed suicide by slitting his throat when he learned he had not finished the race in time. Among the dead was Lenny Nasumalo, 28-year-old farmer, whose body was only discovered over 4 hours after he died when a vast crowd finally cleared out of the stadium. So he was dead, laying there for 4 hours, and he had collapsed complete in the race within 10 minutes to spare. So he would have been, you know, he completed the race, in 20 minutes. That's crazy. Previous mass jobs for jobs such have seen tens of thousands of desperately poor, ill-educated young people descend on a location with the hope of securing one of these dozen positions. In the latest example, over 150,000 people applied for 90 jobs in the region of KwaZulu National Traffic Police Department. Of these 34,000 were sent text messages on Christmas telling them to report to the Harry Gunner studio Thursdays and Friday. The politicians responsible confirmed that more than 34,000 applicants qualified for the 90 trainee post job were advertised. But the scores of them could not cope with the hot weather condition and collapse. South Africa Communist Party, which is a political alliance with the ruling African nation, demanded a full inquiry into the traffic police fitness test tragedy. You know, this is the South Africa's Communist Party, which is a political alliance with the ruling African National Congress, and they demand they want to know what's up with this test. And it's the Communist Party. And the opposition, Freedom Party, has called on Willie Hanu, the politician with the ultimate responsibility for the people, to step down. So both parties is calling for a step. You know, they kind of both mad. This is crazy. What happened to Parliament was a classical state of being power drunk to the extent of treating ordinary suffering people as subhuman. No one in their right mind could, in the first place, shortlist about 335 people who just for 90 jobs. You know? And this is what goes on across the world. So, you know, while we out here getting drunk, celebrating, and, you know, this is for a job that, you know, probably doesn't pay the same much as what we make over here, but that's sad, man. That is sad, man. Yeah, man. So we got a lot of thing. We got the thing. There's a thing out right now, and they asking people, did Chief Keef confess to ordering the hit on Little JoJo? And you can check it out on Bossip. You know what I'm saying? Chief Keef has made some massive bad decisions in his short career, but admitting to murder might just take the cake. Continue. And it says continue on. And when you get there, I guess you get there and you'll see the video of him talking to somebody about Little JoJo, the situation with him and Little JoJo. So, I mean, we'll see, man. You know, like, we can't, you know, like I said, a lot of stuff I read, even though I like places and I believe in their stuff, the only way to find out is when the time comes to find out. You know what I'm saying? So we at the fiscal cliff right now, and we're trying to find out what's going on. The House floor, I think they might have convened the vote. The House passes the bill to avoid the fiscal cliff, all right? So this is what the show is about, all right? So this is what I'm going to tell you. The House passes the bill to avoid the fiscal cliff, 257-167. So 257 people, they only needed 217. 257 people was bipartisan. 167, you can bet that they was all Republican. So Obama's been winning. Now, some of you people may say, no, but he raised the thing up to $400,000. That's all right. He had to have negotiating room. These guys wanted millionaires. You know, $400,000, all right, we can deal with that because we have to have negotiation room. We must have negotiation room. You know, this is not just, all right, you know, they're going to give Obama everything, especially, you know, these guys. But this is a major move for Obama, you know, and I'm telling you, the Obama presidency is landmark. That's why we got to watch the inauguration. We got to have mad security there. I'm telling y'all. We can't have no Abraham Lincoln, no Martin Luther King, or, you know, Malcolm X situation. I'm keeping it real with y'all because he's making a lot of progress. So, you know, there's some people that really don't like the progress he's making. There's a bunch of mad campers right now somewhere. But the responsibility was on the Republicans right now. The House had passed it. Now it was up to Congress. Congress passes the bill. And this is, and the president is speak like about 20 minutes. He's going to speak in 20 minutes. Not even 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 11:20. So for those of y'all, we're saved by the fiscals. Now let me know, taxes are going to raise, not on us, but for other people, that's richer people, and that's good. You know what I mean? Because they can pay. Now, millionaires, there's a lot of millionaires. $450,000 doesn't make, if you make $450,000 a year, you're good. You're doing good in life, but you're not a millionaire. Mm-hmm. That's not the Mitt Romneys. That's not the Karl Roves. No. That's not these guys. You know what I'm saying? That's not the Rush Limbaughs. That's not those guys. So those are the guys we want to help pay back the deficit, because those guys are the ones that put Bush in there and ran with all those wars and got us in a deficit. So it's only right. You know, I'm talking from a hood point of view. It's only right from a hood point of view that these dudes right here come back and put their money back. You know, and I honestly said, I should, you know, real talk, everybody that was in President Bush administration should pay three times much tax. Since they believed in the whole situation, everybody that voted, even if Obama, because they said Obama voted, say Hillary Clinton voted, they got to pay it too. I'm being fair. I'm being fair. Even though I'm a Democrat, I'm being fair. Everybody who voted for Bush, Democrat or Republican, y'all should pay double. Because that was the thing that did that. That got us into the place where we at. Now, I always want to know why there's not an inquiry on the weapons of mass destruction. That's where my mind is like, you know, there's nothing ever thought about that. It's just we took the troops home, we left, boom, let's leave that in the dust. Oh, nobody ever said, all right, but whatever. Shouldn't somebody be in trouble? Like, when you see how everything go on and how they was going on with Benghazi and this and that, why was nobody going on with the weapons of mass destruction like that? Like, why wasn't, you know, when they found out there was none, why is there not a big to-do about court-martialing or somebody like that? Suzanne Rice, they put her through a lot. You know? Now, not to say I like, you know, Kerry. Kerry's a great guy. I think he should have been president. They swift-voted him. Whatever, you know? Swift-voted him. He's good. But he's a good guy. He's a great president. And they know business, can't say business. You know, can't say he doesn't know business because his wife is Miss Ketchup. Ketchup queen, bro. Real talk. Ain't nobody got getting more money for ketchup than her. She getting tomato money. Getting that tomato money. Tomato money. Y'all know what's up with tomato money? If you got mad tomatoes, man, with the price of food and the price of livestock and food right now, if you got a good farm popping, you're getting money. I'm thinking about getting me, see, if I knew how to do a farm, I would get a farm. Now, a farm, you take risks, but people that got farms and that are doing good, they get money, man. Believe that. I got some homies. Shout out to my man Six Sosa and all the people down there in Louisiana, Shreveport, and my people's out in South Carolina, my people's out in Virginia and Arkansas, Mississippi. These people got farms, man. These people got farms. You couldn't have a farm in a project, right? That would be crazy. But let me tell you something. My man, Boogie Antoine, Boogie, up in Drew Hamilton, he shocked the world when he had the tiger and the alligator. And, you know, there was rumors he had a lot more up there. But he got shocked the world. Shout out to the homie Twan, Drew Hamilton. The real hood Tarzan. I don't care what nobody say. That's my dude right there. He's so real. They was offering him jobs in the Bronx Zoo and stuff like that. This dude, come on, man. I know y'all heard about that. How y'all know a dude to have a tiger up in his crib in the project? Two-bedroom apartment, three-bedroom apartment, some shit like that. That's real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? My man lived next door to him. My man was like, yo, man, I heard little polar bears and all that up in there, man. This is real talk. I heard little polar bears. He had alligators, ostriches. He had whatever. You know, they just caught the tiger. But that's what went down. But through the time, son had joints going through there, you know. People got, you know, weird fantasies. And, you know, to be able to train a tiger, you know. You know, in the hood, we like to show we get money. So that's like the ultimate show you get money. Dudes buy cars, dudes buy, you know, nice dogs, bulldogs, Neapolitans, you know. It ain't just Rockwellers and Pitts now. Dudes is buying, you know, the exotic 3,500 dogs, you know what I'm saying? Buying dogs like that, bulldogs, you know. Expensive dogs. So, imagine you roll up in the hood and you got a tiger, nigga. You the man. Yo, son, you the man with a tiger, homie, man. Real talk. Who people with pit bulls is picking up their dog when you roll up with a tiger? A dude, you know how when a person got a chihuahua and you walk by with your pit bull, a Rockweller? Well, you got a Rockweller, pit bull, German shepherd. Shoot. Great day. You'll pick that joint up when you get by a tiger. Or you might just leave it because, you know, it's meal time. You might just break out and leave the dog there. That reminds me of a situation I had a Rockweller, my man Max. God bless my man Max. Beautiful dog, Rockweller, beautiful. And I didn't really like Rockwellers, but had him. And I'm walking through Central Park one day, you know what I'm saying, walking him late night. This is when the raccoons first invaded Central Park. So I'm going down this hill. For those of y'all that live in the East Harlem area, y'all know about the famous Snake Hill in Central Park. It's a nice hill that when it's snowy, kids go have fun on it. You know, like, you know, I come from, you know, growing up like good times. So we ain't have sleds. We would take the project door off the hinges, the, you know, the stairway door off the hinges and carry it over there and slide down five of us at a time and share it and hope to God we don't crash into nothing. But that's what the main thrill of it. I'll tell you about that after I tell you about the story. Well, anyway, I'm walking Max down Snake Hill, summertime. And it's nighttime, about 11:30, maybe 12:30 at night. I turn around, and I think I see some cats. I'm like, yo, there's a bunch of little cats. Cause I'm at the top of Snake Hill. Like, there's a bunch of little cats down there, man. I said, oh, man, I hope they just don't, Max just don't chase them. So I was about to take them off the leash, you know. But I said, nah, little cats, man. I don't want him to go chase him, man, you know, because he's a big, you know, he wasn't even a big dog. He was a puppy. He was about 6 months, but he was a big Rockweller. When I got closer, I noticed what really threw me off was, I said, cats don't climb trees like that. One of the so-called little kittens, I thought, started climbing on the tree and was hanging on the tree, like, gripping it. Like, I'm like, wow. As I get closer, the cats don't look so tiny no more. And I'm going to tell you something, man. If you ain't never seen a raccoon in real life, man. See, you know, you from the projects, we ain't in the hoods, so we ain't hunting raccoons. So now that the raccoons invaded, this is like a giant rat to us in the hood. This is like a giant tenement rat. And this joint stood up and was like pulled down the garbage can. I was looking at my dog like, yo, you on your own. I was like, oh, man, I just brought you, man. You only 6 months, man. They're going to attack you. They're scared. They just looked at me. Looked at me and my dog like, y'all better keep going. And they gave me the look like I was scared. Like, I was so close, though. I was ready to walk back up. But they looked like if I really would have walked back up, they would have tried to attack me or something. Like, they was, you know, it was like they was on some stick-up stuff. The raccoons. There was about 4 or 5 of them. It came out. I was like, oh. And by the time I got there, like, oh, snap. So me and my dog, you know, my dog trying to get his guts up. I said, shut up, puppy. I picked him up and walked through there. He was heavy as hell. You know what I'm saying? Big ass six-month Rockweller. You know, he's pure breed, too. So, I mean, he's heavy, and I'm walking through. And I turned back around. They looking like the raccoon. They turned like to watch me, like make sure he don't make no. I felt like they was like, yeah, keep going, homie. Don't even look back, man. Keep mind your business. Like they might as well said that to me, the raccoon. He might as well say, yo, mind your business. That's how they were staring. So I was walking. Some people was walking. And they seen them, and they definitely put the people in the pressure. And I was like, wow. In Central Park, man, this is crazy. So, you know, the little dudes in the project, man. I went back and told them, man, and kids in the project, man. One got the BB guns. I don't know if they caught any raccoons, but I know they went raccoon hunting. And I was like, man, you better be careful, fellas. They were like, hey, man, they got a raccoon, man. I want, you know, because I'm going to tell you, man, kids in the hood is crazy. Kids will try to have a raccoon as a pet in the project. Because there's no really raccoon, so... You know, if we could train a raccoon and bring a raccoon in his house, it'd be like, you know, we don't see raccoons like you guys see out there in the country. Y'all see all that. We see a squirrel. And a black squirrel is rare in New York City. You know? I seen a hawk. And, you know, that's the craziest thing. I seen a hawk in New York City. Only in the Lower East Side. Never seen it in Harlem. Never seen it in the Bronx. Only seen hawks and LES. Seen a seagull here and there. You know, you got seagulls over there by the Hudson River. But I seen a hawk snatch a chihuahua. I seen a hawk snatch a squirrel. You know? But why the hawk don't come up to East Harlem? I try to wonder why, like, you know, the Harlem or the Bronx. Like, why the hawk just stay down in the Lower East Side? Is it something with the water down there? Well, anyway, let me get back to telling y'all about my slide. Yeah, you know, we used to see, and I don't even know what I'm about to say. We used to go to Central Park. You know, Central Park on a snowy day got mad hills. And you go over there and you see the kids, you know, the more rich kids, you know, they playing with their slide. And they have a, hey, Billy, and they running up and they all happy, you know, and they got the slide. So we go over there, you know, we looking, you know, and it's always, and I'm going to tell you something. It used to be some nice parents, because there used to be some nice parents looking at us and be like, oh, look at the boys from the ghetto. They want a slide. And give us like one or two slides, you know. And I ain't going to lie, with some nice parents that was like that. We had a little fun. So one day me and my boys said, the hell with this. We went and got a screwdriver. And it was a door in our stairway that was already off the hinges. We took the door off. Heavy door, you know, the project staircase door. That joint was like a ton. But we got it there. And we got it up to the top of Snake Hill. Man. And it was, you know, it was a door, so we little dudes. So it hold about four or five of us on there. The problem was steering it. Because once we slide down, it was just like whatever, whatever. Because it was no, you know, it was, you know, slide sleds used to have a little feet thing and a string to try to control it. This here was like, oh, we better all be leaning the same way. And but that was the fun part about it, you know, these kids, you know. And we used to go, oh, we land in the bushes, we land in the garbage cans. As long as we ain't hit the fence and go on the lake, we was happy. But the thrill for us was that we might go on the lake, you know. Like, oh, we almost going in the lake, ah, jump off, ah. Or we'll turn it and we'll smash into all the little plastic garbage cans they had right there. We'll be cracking. And the funny thing is about it, we'll be cracking up. I do that now. I'll probably be like, oh, God, somebody go get somebody. Somebody go get somebody. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, that's where we'll be going on right now. Back then, we'd be just cracking up like, somebody always get thrown off. It always be something to happen to somebody. Like, something to happen to somebody. You know? And those are good old days. Kids don't do that now. When they go outside and be bad, they be bad as hell. They be bad where they might go to jail. You know what I'm saying? They don't be just little vandalism bad. They vandalism turn into different, you know. Graffiti, they used to say with graffiti. Now it's art. But that was our main vandalism, graffiti. Anyway, man, it's the DJ Big Bizzle, man. Y'all know I do. I stay right here, talk to y'all to the break of dawn, crack of dawn, rock of dawn, talk of dawn, rock of dawn. Yes, sirree. I think I want to let y'all know something, man. Right now, I got to pump this because it's my joint. So, you know, it's my joint. It's my station. Why wouldn't I pump this? Why wouldn't I do what I'm about ready to do, what I'm about ready to do right now? You know what I mean? So, party people in the place to be. Once again, it's your man, DJ Bizzle, Big Stu, on BeefStewRadio.com. New Year's. Happy New Year's. But I got to let y'all understand something. This New Year's is going to be something different. Beef Stew Radio, Showboat Classic. The movie, The East Side Story, everything, the mixtape, DJ Big Stu, Block Club DJs. I'm going to tell you something right now.
Y'all, this party started, right? Y'all, this party started quickly.
Who related that?
Shorty in the whip, staring at the Hublot. Suey in the six, same color Nuvo. Shorty got the stick, Honda, two-door. Talking like she white, how she could do more. I just wanna be mommy, uno. From Lip at the beach, with Poppy, Chula. We ball harder, we stay rock. He ice skate like, we play hockey. Everything great, attitude cocky. It's all laid out, hollow, rock. In and out of state, move like a trucker. Ask about him, he a wild motherfucker. New York snowman, he's so frosty. That's your bro, get it off off. We at the ball, this is saucy. Team full of killers, don't ever cross me. Niggas wanna toss me, off and soft. Cause I'm in the bins of the 640 coffee.
Let's go. I set it off, I don't gotta let it off. If something on my chest, I'ma get it off. Hoes wearing clothes, go and get them off. Bring your girlfriends, we gon' hit them all. Black on black thing, German engineering.
Let me help you visualize the words you're hearing.
I'm a fly nigga, airborne. Puff, you can hear, but don't hear wrong. You can't steer wrong, put a right path. Adding your bitch is what I call a right math. Audi or the Lincoln, or the D-Class. Or the manual, I pull up in that 3 fast. All me cash, I can spin it quick. So my, yeah, I can spin it quick. She can spin it quick, what's the benefit? It's the Tony Sands, and it's been a hit.
Running down my tatted arm. Other bitches hating on me and my baby bond. Had her running with the law and shouted, took the charge. Already out on bond, shit, I would've been scarred. She did it like a G while I was going hard. Now the world is yours, it's your turn to fall.
Yeah. my skills should be overpaid. I eat beets so much I'm overweight. I strive to be the best. One up to my people with that loud on their chest. I live life with no regrets. Everything I do, make sure that it's the best. Look, got no time for procrastinators. I'm trying to get shit done, move past the haters. Take my fam out the hood, cop something spacious. And see where this 1.5 could take us.
Lights, camera, action. We got a murderous team and we about to action. So competition, man, fuck what you heard. Cause we all up in the building screaming, yo, what's the word? But now we come together like beans and rice. So we can show our customers how we serve it up nice. In fact, here's a track that'll murder your soul. Feel the vibe that's priceless, fuck money and gold.
We coming across the hunt, sand swiggers and tough jet. Spanish Harlem Raiders, wave the haters as the truck spin. Testing the kid, learning lessons you did. Boy, shit, I stay fresh like I slept in the fridge. I'm a five-star general, dressed at eyes off, bending you hoes over. Rocking out to my iPod when my nigga DL hit me up for this track. On that V, I said, my G, come on, you know it's
you the rap. You can't knock the hustle. I stay on the grind, watch me. Every day, all the time, Nitty Mill gon' shine. They just lying, they can't do what I do. Dude, I pay dues. You can't move what I move, life's a bitch. She's loving the crew in the concrete jungle. My hood is the zoo, H-L-D-L. Let me introduce you to that fiery variety. Yeah, new name.
Next up is WPN, high definition WB, huh? Shine like MW3. What I think about haters, GWB, huh? Automatic upgrade, you can call me Ultron. Never cut class, but I did catch Voltron. Me and the homies run the hood like so calm. I'm a ruined boy, best believe I get my smoke
from the
on.
The place to some of the best producers that rap. Since the youth in the trap, and the truth with the tracks are with you. Google the stacks, don't forget the P. I learned how to chef it up from the best of them. Look up the recipe. Yeah, check out my melody. Fresh. Look at the pedigree. Fresh. So if you see me, give me plenty of respect and understand I work hard for mine. I ain't hard to find. Home is way harder than Harlem's always a part of mine. Harlem's always a part of mine. Harlem's always a part of mine. Harlem's always a part of mine.
Grind hard for the money. Money, money, money. Can't stop me now. You can't touch me. Make something out of nothing.
When me and my team ride, we hustling like Muslims selling bean pies. We switching over, living life in the speed lane. How you gonna catch us when you swiping on the D train? This is a G thing, anytime we bang. But we on nice in the club, little sweet thing. Then we back to 110. Mel Post, Mr. Madison, we get it in. We gonna win.
It's the clash of the Titans. See, we running with wolves, we the last of the Vikings. But in the Empire State, if you on your grind, getting money, then you can relate. Wait, bring it back a bit, see what my tactic is. I used to practice this, now I got tracks to flip. You see, it's money over everything. That's why my veggie bling, you're mad I'm on everything.
Yeah, but I'm so focused that this is my last shot that I can't blow it. I wanna break down, I'm too strong, I can't show it. But fuck it, thirst cloud too, homie, I can't hold it. I wanna escape this horrible place. God don't like ugly, so I must have a horrible face. Cause I struggled for too long, surviving on the first of the month and coupons.
22's rolling, riding around getting it. Big boy truck, got you lame niggas, stick with it. Worked hard for this money, I'ma spend it, bitch. Got them thinking it's 88, the way I get it quick. See, I cruise the Madison real slow with it. Y'all dudes be frontin', I like to go get it. One chain on my neck, respect the whole mission. Spanish Harlem, you want a problem, come up missing.
Little nigga in the hood, trappin' at 13. I ain't know nothing by the scale or a triple beam. I ain't know nothing by the brick or a key. But that all changed once I saw hitting the street. Put in hours, I was turning the days, days turn to weeks. I remember grinding 3 whole days when I'm sleep. And forever till I live, Harlem with me. Making known that even Bobby Womack said, don't cross 110th Street.
My name is Nas, Spanish Harlem, born and raised. You remember my mixtapes back in the days. From 119 to the D to Lehmanville. H and G is the glue, the team is real. One hood, one love with my niggas. Dream big, go hard, live bigger. If we don't touch the stars, there's no iller. We still gon' stomp the beat. Godzilla, Godzilla, Godzilla.
They got the streets on lock.
The streets on lock.
It's the Block Club DJs. DJ.
know my name ain't Gilly Kimber, let's go to an island. First I make you smile, but I'd rather buy you diamonds. And if I fall away from you, the ring will be reminded that nobody can do the things I do, I treat you kindly. And I ain't trying to fly to you, but I think you're the finest. And now you can't speak, I hope you don't go on a diet. I said, bought you some glasses, cause tonight I will be blinded. Why shine, rain, it rains, and it shines. Gucci, man, I'm not baby, but you can call me Ice. So tell your ex I hate on me, I don't want him to like it.
He put them low profiles on my car. He treat me to a petty plus manicure. Anything that I ask for from my sponsor, he go and bye-bye. A baby blue medallion I just got. My feet, they speak Italian, walk so high. I told you, baby, thanks a lot. My sponsor, he go and bye-bye. He ain't a square, he just like to share. In love with a tip of throwing hundreds in the air. So some over here. And Louis up the Louis up the Louis in my lap. And I'm a lady, say the go-go girl, say hey, hey, hey. Say hey, yeah. Fill up a drink for me. Fill up a tank for me. Something in the bank for me. Myself a sponsor. Every weekend I feed Dominicans in the chair. She could bring out the in my hair. Add a couple of tracks for flair. My sponsor, he go and bye bye bye. He must be a rapper, baller, tracks, a dentist, corner boy, cook, chef, chemist. Yeah, I don't even care. It's as long as he don't think bye bye bye. He ain't no square, he just like to share. In love with a tip of throwing hundreds in the air. So some over here. And Louis dropped the Louis, dropped the Louis in my lap.
Pass out, wake up, faded, faded.
Drink, drink.
Cadillac.
Don't drive.
run this over, it's Tino Grigio, hold up. You bogus in that Lambo if you ain't lifting the door up. You bogus popping pills if you ain't picking the hoe up. You bogus running out on your kid, my nigga grow up. For God's sake, like a wedding cutting large cake. For large stakes, let the hammer bang broad day. Hey, never mind what the blog say. Do what my mind and my heart say. My philosophy, profit off of my properties. Get it, flip it, we got to be rich. That broke shit is obsolete. Possibly off of my rocker, watch how you watching me. Sophisticated, psychotic, flies, a pilot, officially solid. All you wish you could get, I got it. Unlimited titanium, nigga, what's in your wallet? How the gladiator college, I made it summa cum laude. Where you clowns couldn't have got a cap and gown if you bought it. I pilot with Saudis, buying crude oil and diamonds. Hustle January, July, fly to Dubai. A broke nigga telling me about how I'm dividing the pies. Like a blind nigga telling me it's an eye for an eye. Bullheaded and stubborn, I be that way till I die. But find a nigga with more hustle than me, I dare you to try. And according to the hand on my Audemars, it's my time to shine, so fuck y'all. I get that why I don't trust a motherfucker. Seen a nigga snitch on their mom, shoot at their brother. Go to prison in love with a bitch and a nigga fuck him. I seen real G destroyed by real suckers. Innocent ladies raping defenseless babies abducted. Such a horrible truth, but you see it over and over as nothing. Get numb to it and your heart grows colder. Pacify your pain with a chain and a rope. But fuck it. Justify your action with stacking your dough up. He show up with a brick of cocaine and baking soda. Just enough for me to blow up. Nigga, hold up. Switch the flow up. Cause these niggas be snitching so much. I promise all they miss is a bad coffee and donuts. Go to jail, so what? Never see my integrity perish. That ain't the Harris's way. Study my pedigree. Promise I'm one of the only ones who keep it 100. Probably why I think they all out to get me. You can't convince me. Large money and fame won't plant seeds of envy. To make my partners resent me enough to come and get me. Kept me slipping and hit me just like it did 50. Cause I'm in a position that he think he should be giving. Listen, dawg, the fact of the matter is I'm on a narrow path and we all can't drive.
Even if you gotta leave, I learned that apartments way more exciting than a big ass house on a hill. I used to be a way better writer and a rapper when I used to want a black comma gear. Now niggas feeding in the Porsche, feeling like I'm going off a course. Cut these fuck niggas off, negative in my life, scream that till I'm hoarse. Duck these, get the fuck off me, projectiles, bitch, he really got a choice. I'm living my life, live yours. I don't even like rapping fast, but that's how the world comes to me, talk to me sideways, nigga, that's your ass. Slow it down.
It's that shit that'll make you call your mama and say, hey, I'm sorry for begging for all them clothes you couldn't afford. Type of shit that'll make you call your rap partner and say, I'm sorry, I'm awkward, my fault for fucking up the store.
I hated all the attention, so I ran from it. Fuck it if we did, but I hope we ain't lose no fans from it. I'm a grown ass kid, you know, I ain't never care about no damn money. Why do we try so hard to be stars just to dodge comments? And this that shit that'll make you call your baby mama when you gone don't have a pill. Don't know why, but that idea. And you take a flight back to the crib. Y'all make love like college kids. And you say all the shit you gon' do better. We can try this shit again. By the time the dope wear off, you feel stupid, she feel lost. That's that dopamine, I mean dopamine. You think Cupid done wore off. Waking in the hallway with her arm crossed. The baby boy face full of half a sauce. Maybe should've stayed, but it ain't your fault. Too much pressure, I feel off. I'm sorry, too young and had to choose between you and what the rest of the world might offer me. Shit, what would you do? Would I probably do it differently, give seconds a chance? Only if some cool ass older man would have let me know in advance. This is quarry that is dug so deep in a father's chest when he feels that he's broken up his nest. And he figured shit, he was just doing the best that he could, which ended up being the worst that he could. And all some pussy nigga on the internet can say if that verse ain't good. It's boring, boring, really,
When I'm disgusted with this world, I can hardly breathe. And so for many lies, don't know what to believe. I'm disgusted with this girl, and this is what she said. She said, lay down, baby, baby, rest your weary head.
Baby, 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 baby bitch, she special enough, I'll glass case her. Get caught cheating, then I gotta let you stick me up. Let you shop till you drop as a pick me up. Bird dog bandit, Barney's for the burglary. But these bands lit the whole store like Hercules. Get raunchy and Givenchy, my palm reads. Passports, paint on the wall and arms reach. Paddle shifting, push button, no car keys. The penthouses are poolside with palm trees.
She love it. Every beat of the drum, she strong. She say I make her wanna touch it. She love it. She make me wanna touch it. I love it. We buzzing here. Ah, then a motherfucker.
Okay. Top dollar, yeah. J. Noah,
Any B.I. torture. Body bag, I culture. Hope that I'm raising his daughter.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the lips. What I call ignorance, motherfuckers wanna act, they forgot about rage. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the lips. What I call ignorance, motherfuckers wanna act, they forgot about rage.
It's been a while, but you ought to know, I helped create this all the flow. It's made you know, yeah, I pinned it, bro. To watch the road like I intended, Joe. Check the verse on these bitches flowing. It's about to pop and I'm finna blow. Nothing personal, this business, yo. Took the hustle game and combined it with my lyrical flow and came up with this particular style. Yeah, I've been hot, but niggas act like they super guy. So maybe it's time I remind y'all, cause the rhetoric seem like a blind, y'all. Yeah, maybe it's the way that I shine, y'all. Whatever the case, it's the way I move. Slick as glass, but I'm twice as smooth. Old school, new school. Now, if anything, nigga, this true school. Yeah, in my groove right now. Old school, new school. Now, if anything, nigga, this true school.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the lips. What I call ignorance, motherfuckers wanna act, they forgot about rage. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the lips. What I call ignorance, motherfuckers wanna act, they forgot about rage.
Yeah, got my nephew with me this stammering. Know what I mean? Got a couple of shots in the chamber. This is only like the second shot, we got a few more coming. Know what I mean? It's the legend once again.
Y'all want this party started, right? Y'all want this party started.
Let's go.